Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. My name is Brad Brown. Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, today's question comes from Steve. He said his biggest struggle on long runs, longer than a half marathon, is fueling his body correctly. He wants to know, is there a hard and fast rule regarding the amount of calories or carbs one should be replacing on a long run and in, say, a marathon? For example, how many calories per 8 kilometers, as an example?
Yeah, look, Steve, they're never hard and fast rules for running, but certainly there's some reasonable guidelines that you can stick to. And when you're doing like long distance running, and yeah, I guess anything over a half marathon we would consider rather long distance, you want to be looking to fueling your body to roughly 60 grams of carbohydrates per hour. So it's not really a however many Ks. You would have to work that for yourself based on your race strategy. Obviously, the easiest way to get that energy in is going to be from energy drinks. The problem with that, of course, is that the longer the race goes on, so if we then move beyond the marathon into ultra and then finally into like a comrades type of distance or 100 miler, the longer the race goes on, the more difficult it becomes to keep fueling your body with very high sugar things like carbohydrate drinks and gels. So you do, when you're doing ultra marathons, also need to practice running and taking in small amounts of solids. You know, so I often suggest to people that they have like a Bovril sandwich, for example. It's a little bit salty. It gives you a bit of carbs from a more complex source. But the problem, I think, people is that they imagine like an entire sandwich, where I'm talking about cutting a sandwich into quarters, perhaps, and having one quarter every 2 hours or every hour, depending on how your stomach can handle it and how often your people can get to you. But yes, if you work out your race strategy at roughly 60 grams of carbs per hour, then you should not run low on energy. In extreme heat, you may look at taking more. And in very cold conditions, you would also probably need to look at slightly more. But that is a good rule of thumb for you to follow.
Thank you very much, Steve. Don't forget, you can get your question in. Just get to AskCoachParry.com, and we'll answer another here on the podcast tomorrow.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at AskCoachPerry.